Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention. When behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son. You are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. This is the name they give him. God inspires the prophet Jeremiah to say, names are so important. It's the means by which we're able to have interpersonal relations with someone. And in the biblical mentality, they sum up a lot of who the person is. Today, we encounter five different names for God. Christian piety and from God's own inspiration, mutually complementary, so that we can get to know the Lord better, enter into a deeper interaction with him, and learn how to grow through our focus on God under these names, in his image and likeness. First two names we get from the O Antiphon today. O Adonai, Dux Domus Israel. Adonai is the Hebrew word for Lord. Later on in the O Antiphon, we say, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush. When God appeared to Moses, then he identified himself as Yahweh, which is a name so sacred that eventually only the high priest would say it once a year in the Holy of Holies. But in order to refer to the Lord without equating yourself on his level, the Jews would always use the word Adonai. And it points to the fact that he was universal, that he was the creator of all, that he was the Lord of all. Second is Dux Domus Israel, leader of the house of Israel. There was a special relationship God had with the Jews, and that was being stressed, but not just as the leader of the Jews, but as the one who truly guided the Jews through history. And we refer to Jesus under both of these titles, the fulfillment of what was happening in the burning bush, and then the one who continues to lead the house of Israel from within as the Good Shepherd. And then seeks, as we were talking about yesterday, to graft everyone else on to that fruitful olive tree. Adonai and Dux. We see in this O Antiphon three ways to relate to the Lord. First is in prayer, as Moses was doing before the burning bush. The second is through the moral life, who gave the commandments on Mount Sinai. Precisely so that we might learn how to love God with all we have and learn to love our neighbor as God loves our neighbor. And third, who has come to save us in brachio extento, with outstretched arm. And we know that that is a specific meditation when Jesus' arms were outstretched between heaven and earth to become the lasting sign of all God was doing. So today the church learns how to relate to the Lord as creator, as leader of the house of Israel, as the one who leads us into prayer, who guides us in the moral life, and who saves us on Calvary. That leads us to titles 3 and 4, which are given to us in the Gospel. First, Emmanuel, God with us. That this sign given to Isaiah was not just for King Ahaz and all his resistance to what the prophet Isaiah was saying with regard to the kingdoms of the north, with whom he was trying to enter into alliance that would be a terrible mistake for the Jews and ultimately in a cascade would lead to their exile. The sign was given to Ahaz, but its great fulfillment was 700 years later in Mary, God with us. When the Jews looked ahead for 7 centuries at what this meant, they thought that there would be some sign of God's being with us. Somebody would remind them that God hadn't abandoned them. They never thought that it would be fulfilled literally, that God would come and be with us and literally be born not just of a young girl who hadn't yet had relations, but somebody who, in giving us the Lord, would remain a virgin. We relate to Jesus as this long-awaited fulfillment, that God is still with us. Fourth is Yeshua. Joseph was given by the angel in the dream the command to name the son of the virgin. Mary herself, as we see in Luke's Gospel, when the archangel Gabriel appeared, described what that name would be, and in both contexts, because he would save them from their sins. Yeshua, Joshua, Jesus means God saves from the sins. He was coming into our world precisely to rescue us. When we have that expression, the O Antiphon, in brachio extento, an outstretched arm, we can imagine somebody falling from a skyscraper. And all of a sudden, out comes that hand, that strong arm, to hold the person and pull the person up. That's what we should conjure whenever we say the holy name of Jesus, that he's always got that outstretched arm, always there to say that his presence is not just as a potted plant, but a dynamic presence in which he's always acting to rescue. What a great sense of confidence we get from that. That just as he saved Israel, not only from Pharaoh, not only eventually from the tribes of the north, Assyria and Babylon that would come and bring them into exile, and he would eventually liberate them and bring them home, but that God continues to save us from sin and what sin leads to, death. He saves us in so many other ways. The fifth title is the one that comes right after Jeremiah says, this is the name they give him, the Lord our justice, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord who makes us just, makes us right with him, makes us holy. God's constantly seeking to do that. That's what all other four titles point to. He wants to make us like him. He wants to adjust our entire existence to him and to his will. It describes that Jesus would be that righteous shoot to David. That he would be the just one coming to make us just from the inside out. For we recognize that he wasn't the only righteous shoot from the stump of Jesse. The genealogy, we've got Joseph there. Joseph is described by St. Matthew, moved by the Holy Spirit, as a just man, a righteous one, who was always going to keep the law given by Moses, but at the same time recognize that because God is simple, God's justice is always tied to his mercy. And justice is never mean. Justice is always full of love. So that's why he responded the way that he did in the gospel. Now, it's a scene for us to ponder over and over again if we really want to understand how different God's ways are from our ways. When we get to Christmas, and we'll have this gospel at the Easter, at the Christmas vigil, for example, we're focused on the birth of Jesus for the most part. But December 18th is a time in which we can focus on Joseph's justice. And why did God torture Joseph the way that he did? When the archangel Gabriel appeared to Mary, he could have easily then just tipped Joseph off of what was going on in Mary's life. But instead, while he stayed in Nazareth to work, because they were in that phase in Jewish matrimonial contexts in which, after the formal contractual arrangement, they were not living together because it was customary for the man to work a year or two in order to afford the reception and start to pay for what would happen with their cohabitation thereafter. So Mary likely would have traveled with others from Nazareth going up to Jerusalem in a big caravan, probably for one of the feasts, and then down the other side of Mount Zion to Ein Kerem, where she would have met Elizabeth. She would have traveled alone. She would have returned after Elizabeth had given birth. So at least 3 months later, probably 4 or 5 months later, she returned very pregnant. And Joseph's heart would have sunk, as much as he loved her. His first thing would not have been, despite pious books, oh, she must have had the Holy Spirit overshadow her. In the same way that if someone were to come to you and say that she was pregnant, your first guess wouldn't have been that it happened by a miracle. So Joseph decided to divorce her quietly. She could have been stoned to death for adultery. Joseph loved her too much for that. But we can ask, why didn't God tip Joseph off even the day before Mary returned, simultaneous with Mary's greeting? Why did he allow Joseph to wait and to go to bed, worried about all of this? Ultimately, so that we could learn a little bit from Joseph how to adjust to God. God doesn't owe us an explanation. He deserves from us trust. Joseph did trust in the Lord, such that when the angel appeared to him in a dream, we didn't have to wait to the 20th century with Sigmund Freud to deconstruct dreams. Even in the ancient world, people could have nightmares. People could be misled. People could talk themselves out of doing what happened in the dream. But not Joseph. Joseph, because he heard the Lord speaking to him in a dream, immediately acted. Without fear, took Mary into his home with the miracle she was containing within. We learn from this how to be righteous before God. Notice that when Jesus, Yeshua, came to save us with outstretched arm, he didn't save us from hardship. He didn't save us from misunderstanding. He didn't save us from being misunderstood. He didn't save us from the cross. We're going to suffer. And not all of it's going to make sense according to our categories, according to what we know even by faith. But God remains there. And Joseph teaches us how to relate to God in every circumstance. So today, as we prepare to receive our Adonai, the Dux Domus Israel, God with us, God saves, and the Just One, let us ask through St. Joseph's intercession that we might open ourselves ever more to the mystery of what all of this means as we prepare to receive within us the same Jesus with whom Mary was pregnant.